guys might see town. A lot of you have asked me for my opinion on No Love Deep Web, and since we didn't do a full Dead in Hip Hop crew video, I figured I'd make a short solo video just talking about, you know, what I thought of the record. I think I'll start off by talking about the few things concerning the album that I don't feel are that important, but they're things that people keep bringing up, so I guess, you know, I'll go ahead and give my opinion on them. You know, first being the album cover. You know, yeah, it's a fucking, it's a dick, you know, whatever, it's a dick. Seems to be that, you know, the only ones that are really upset about the dick are men, you know, and, I mean, I don't really get the big fucking deal, man. We all have dicks, you know, unless you're a eunuch. I don't really see the reason to be that upset. It's a fucking dick. We see our dick every day. Hopefully, when you're washing your ass, you know, you see your dick. If you're into art, you know, you should be used to taboo things, and, you know, being an artist and being around other artists, seeing a picture of a dick on an album doesn't really freak me out that much. I think the album cover served its purpose. It was put there, in my opinion, I think, to do what Death Grips has always, you know, sought out to do, which is to make people uncomfortable. And it fucking worked. You know, people are really bothered by the fact their album cover's a dick. No one complained when, you know, the cover of Money Store was that weird fucking S&M shit with the wolf thing and all that other shit. You know, no one said anything, but when there's a dick, the album cover becomes bigger than the fucking music itself, and that's fucking stupid. Get over it, you know. I will say it's kind of awkward, you know, when I'm at my desk and I need to pause it when someone comes to my cube and there's a dick on my iPod. That's kind of weird. But other than that, whatever. Who cares? It's a dick. Moving on. You know, I thought this shit was great. You know, this album to me gave me what Money Store lacked, which was a bit of that hard-edged aggression, that abrasiveness. You know, I thought the beats were a lot dirtier. You know, MC Ride this time is a lot more passionate. He sounds angry. He sounds more paranoid. He sounds almost desperate when you hear him. You know, sometimes his voice is cracking. Sometimes he's just yelling, you know, completely indecipherable, whatever, you know. This is the kind of shit that I liked. You know, coming off of Ex-Military, I thought Money Store was awesome, but it was slightly, you know, more tame than Ex-Military. This album, on the other hand, I think gave me a little bit more of what I wanted following Ex-Military. You know, there's a lot more passion this time, and I know I've heard a lot of people saying that a lot of the beats were too similar, but I feel like, you know, they gave you the songs that were completely abrasive and inaccessible, you know, like the first track, Come Up and Get Me, or tracks like No Love. You know, those tracks are just crazy, you know, whatever. But then you have the tracks that are a little bit more listenable, like Little Boy or Whammy, you know, where they have these kind of, not catchy, but catchy for Death Grips. You know, whammy, you know, that kind of shit can get in your head, and you just, you know, whatever, you sing along to it, you know, whatever. But I thought the music itself was, overall, was a lot more abrasive this time around, which, you know, I enjoyed. You know, a lot of this, actually, it's weird, I'm not a fan of this group, but a lot of the music on this album this time reminded me of White House, where you have these crazy dirty power electronics or these crazy dirty electronic beats in the background with someone just yelling. You know, it reminded me of some of, you know, William Bennett just fucking going off for no goddamn reason, just hollering over this fucking wall of noise. So yeah, I mean, so if you are a fan of you know, of White House, you might dig this album more than you might dig the Money Store, you know. And you know, one thing I also saw people, you know, tweeting me about, or tweeting in general about, was the lyrics being corny on this album as compared to the lyrics for Ex-Military or the lyrics for the Money Store. You know, I understand, yeah, you know, shit like, you know, it's all suicide, it's all suicide, it's all suicide. Yeah, that shit can be a little bit, you know, corny, only because we've heard it so much. You know, if you when you hear that kind of stuff every day from people that you know don't mean it, you know, yeah, it comes off hokey. You know, when some shitty fucking emo band from, you know, Winnipeg comes and they're you know, they're playing, you know, shitty music, yelling, "I'm gonna fucking kill you," or "I'm gonna fucking kill myself," you look at it and you laugh. You know, you don't take them seriously. You're a fucking a shitty emo band from Winnipeg. But if you're walking down the streets of New York and there's a fucking dude in a jumpsuit covered in his own shit with a fucking bloody Phillips head, and he's chasing after you saying, "I'm gonna fucking kill you," you believe him. You believe that shit, you know, because you're looking at this guy and you're like, he's covered in his own shit. He'll fucking kill me because he doesn't care about shitting on himself. So that means he'll, you know. So it's all about context and it's all about the source, right? So when you look at the context of the song "World of Dogs," when he's singing "It's all suicide" over and over again, on the surface, yeah, it does come off hokey, but when you really get into the song, it fits to me. It fits, in my opinion. I would have preferred maybe they vary the lines up a little bit instead of just saying "It's all suicide" over and over again. But you know, it sounds to me like the song was more about, you know, living is almost suicide. Like, you know, it's all suicide to me, ruthless and free. You know, that's how I took the song. I knew from the first track that I was gonna love this album. The first track, "Come Up and Get Me," I think it's another really important song. Just like I said that "I've Seen Footage" is an important song, because in "I've Seen Footage," the MC Rod is going on about you know, the things he's seen that make him paranoid. You know, in this track, you know, he's talking about being in an abandoned building and he can either, you know, jump out the window and commit suicide, or he can stay there and fight. And you know, he's saying, "I'm gonna stay here and fight," but at the same time, you know, he's just going on and on about all the weird shit that he's feeling in this, but while being in this abandoned building. I think this track really represents not only the theme of the album, but I think it represents the theme of the band itself that I think is missed, because people are too focused on, you know, "These are not hip hop beats and he doesn't rhyme like MF Doom." You know, they're the I think the theme of the band and the theme of the album is really like just like suicidal paranoia, like maniacal paranoia, to the point where you can't focus on anything except for all the different shit that you think is going on around you. I think that's what MC Ride is really focusing on. And the music, once you put your head in that place and you realize that they're trying to put you in this place of this person just feeling intense paranoia, the beats really, you know, they really help that, because you have sounds going in the left speaker and the right speaker, and you know, you're trying to get your head around what's going on, and you just fucking can't. You can't keep up because you have this dude yelling, you have these crazy weird off-time beats. You know, it's all, I think it's all supposed to make you feel what Ride is feeling, or what the person that Ride is supposed to be portraying is feeling, and that is suicidal, maniacal paranoia. And I think that listening to that first track and reading through the lyrics, once again, it's just like, okay, I don't get you completely, but I'm getting you a little bit more. You know, I'm getting you just a little bit more with every listen. You know, put your gun to my head, I'll blow smoke in your face. Think you got what it takes? Come up and get me. Like he's saying, you know, you're trying to kill me. The world is trying to kill me, but I'm not going out. Like I'm gonna stick around. I'm gonna deal with this shit. You know, so yeah, I think that was a really, really important track. You know, a couple other standout tracks to me besides Come and Get Me were tracks like No Love. Again, I already spoke of on World of Dogs, where I think that's a fucking amazing track, even if, you know, the lyrics were a bit hokey, on surface level. You know, I'm sure if MC Ryze sat down and explained them to me, I'd be like, oh shit, that's mad deep. Or I might just be like, you're a fucking nutcase, I don't want to hear any more of this. Anyway, Lock Your Doors, another great track. You know, I think that I think a lot of the songs do kind of flow together. They don't sound overly similar, but they do flow together nicely because I think the sound of this album was a little bit more cohesive than maybe the sound of Money Store, which again, I love Money Store, but this album just seemed like they went for more of a cohesive sound with this one. You have more of your electronic beats, your darker, noisy soundscapes in the background. You have more of that this time. And then you just have Ride doing his thing, which is basically just fucking hollering and yelling, but in a way that even me listening to more extreme music, I'm not accustomed to in this style. Again, which is something that I enjoy, but I think that he's doing this because his whole purpose is to make you, I know this sounds weird, but to make you slightly uncomfortable, while still enjoying the music itself, you know, which I did. But yeah, overall, I think the album is great. I actually liked it more than the Money Store because it had the kind of sounds that I personally enjoy, which are the noisy, more abrasive sounds. I like the way Ride was this time. He didn't seem as subdued. He seemed more passionate. He seemed angry, paranoid, desperate, you know, just everything that I want from him. And this is what I wanted from the album following Ex-Military. Again, not to shit on Money Store, because I still think it's a fucking great record, but this one, this is what I wanted. This is what I was waiting for. And you know, it delivered, man. It fucking delivered. But I can understand people's gripes. I can understand people's gripes about certain aspects of the album. It's just personally, they didn't sink in with me. They could have spent a little more time organizing the vocals a little bit more. Again, I still like the way he was yelling and everything, but I think that sometimes I don't know. Sometimes they were a little bit unfocused, I think. Or it could just be that's what he was going for. But to me, sometimes they just sounded a little bit unfocused. But overall, I think it's a fucking, you know, an amazing album, and I'm super duper looking forward to what they do next. So that's pretty much it, man. So let me know what you guys thought of the album. Leave some comments. Hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, whatever. Let me know what you guys thought. All right. Hope this wasn't too long. I fucking ramble a lot. But yeah, that's it. Death Grips. No Love Deep Web. Peace, bitches.